episode 223, Let Your Inner Earthquake Roar.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy, happy day, ladies. How are you doing? Oh my goodness, you better be excited, because if you're not, I certainly am. This is, guess what? It's our time. Yes, go shout it to the world. Say, okay, I'm turning everything off, but we are here for girl time. Get your coffee, get your tea. It's coffee time. I'm excited because school is around the corner. Yes, I know. Even as a previous homeschooler for many, many years, I loved having my kids home, and I still relish all the times. Vacations when they're off, even when they're off from school over the summertime. I absolutely adore my children. But you know what? It is also nice for when they go back to a full routine. Maybe that's where you are now. You are in search for that routine, going, oh, please, Lord, just let it be. I need a routine and I need a little assistance, because when you're out of a routine, you know how chaotic it can be. And that brings extra tension into your household that is not fun. So today, I'm promising you this. You are going to let your inner earthquake roar, roar. Did I sound like a tiger? Okay, maybe a little lion. I don't know. Maybe a hurt puppy dog. But let's have fun today. And if you're not here to have fun, then you might as well turn me off, because today is your inspiration motivation day. It is your ray of hope. It is already, if you listen to this and you're here on a daily basis, this is actually being released on a Tuesday, August 18th of 2015. So if you're listening to this and it's way past that date, now you kind of know a time frame. But it is in the season of school beginning. For some of you, you've already had your first day back at school and you're like, I'm so glad it's here. And others are just like, yes, 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 raise the roof, whoop, 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 whoop. And you are so thrilled. And others, you have your tissues, the entire box, and you're down to that, like, that last two, because your child's going to kindergarten for the first time. And it's an all-day kindergarten, and you are crushed. I promise you, they will be fine, and so will you. It's during these times, these cloudy, gloomy days, that seems to be like there's nothing but gray clouds and skies above us, that we kind of feel like, blah, and we lose hope. We don't even see the light that's out there. Those gray clouds look even, well, grayer, if we could say it that way. And it's one of those times where it's like, oh, even cuddling up in front of a fireplace doesn't happen, because it's still too hot in the season to do that with a fireplace, a great book, and some hot chocolate. I mean, chocolate fixes everything, right? Let your inner earthquake roar. Roar. Sometimes, though, during these gloomy, cloudy days, sometimes that is a great way to get in touch with just you. And what I mean by just you, it's your thoughts. Because a lot of your focus and your energy has been on everybody else. Maybe it's taking care of a loved one after surgery. Maybe it's taking care of your mom because she's been sick. And yes, you're excited and really glad that you have the opportunity. You live in the same town so you can help her when she is down. But it is stressful. It's hard. And it's during these times that those clouds just become, I mean, more gray. And the sun doesn't even look like it's shining, even though you know it is. Why? Because it's light outside. And so you know it has to be up somewhere, but you wish it was shining brighter in your neck of the woods. When the weather changes to something you wish wasn't there, what do you do? What do you do when you just need that sunshine, that ray of hope to come out of the sky and bless you? Because you are just so like, oh, if only I just need, I don't know what I need, but I know I just need. Do you ever feel that way? Maybe you're feeling that today. And you're like, come on, Christiane, I need something. Well, I already gave you the hint. The hint is this: let your inner earthquake roar. Now, if you can say that fast 3 or 4 times, record it for me and send it to me, because that's really hard. Earthquake, fast, earthquake, roar. That's like, you really have to move and enunciate your mouth today. So we're going to try that 3 times, and you're allowed to laugh during this, okay? And I'm not editing this part out at all, because you know me, you get the real, raw, authentic Christiane. This is what you get. What you hear is what you get. It's not what you see is what you get. If you could see me, but you will be seeing me soon, which I'm going to talk about that here in a few minutes. Let your inner earthquake roar. Let your inner earthquake roar. Let your inner earthquake roar. And that means laugh. Laugh. I'm serious. You need to smile and laugh at yourself. Find something. Go Google crazy cat videos. Go find an adorable baby that has this great soulful laugh still. And when they see the silliest things or mommy makes this face, they just giggle, and that you can't help but be stirred to laugh. God gave us this amazing ability to raise our attitude, basically, to boost ourselves up. And that's the inner earthquake within you. That inner earthquake roar is your laugh. When was the last time that you laughed? Think about it. Okay, so think about something crazy that has happened in your life. So today, we were working in the house, and it's really been tough to get back on routine. We've been totally out of routine because we went on vacation. We literally left the state. We went far away. We headed to the beach. We absolutely loved it. And we took basically over 2 weeks off. We have never in our entire life ever, 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 ever done that. And so it was really a unique opportunity for all of us. I mean, the 7 of us having to be together all the time. And at moments, I would ask my husband, I'd say, "Sweetheart, do you really think this was a good idea?" And we would laugh about it. And then a few, days later, I'd say the same thing. "Do you really think this was a good idea? Maybe we should go back to 5 days, or maybe just over a weekend." But no, it was spectacular. And it bonded us together even more. You see, when you do spend time together, even if you're at each other's throats, I mean, I would have the kids driving at one point. We drove straight through there and straight through back. And 24 hours on the road with 7 of us is, chaotic isn't even a good word for it. But yes, there was at times some high raised voices at each other with the young ones driving. And I'm always the co-pilot when the young ones are driving. Now, I don't know if Dad strategically plans it that way, because then they're just mad at me instead of mad at him. But regardless, that's how it is. And so sometimes it can get pretty heated, but it goes away. And these are all learning circumstances. Yet the crazy thing is, later on through the trip, we were laughing about going, "Oh yeah, poor Devin here, when he was driving, he had to drive through all the construction, and Mom was just, did you remember, Mom? The whole car shook." Yeah, because we had a couple close incidents. And it wasn't his fault. It was night. The cars in the front of him could not drive whatsoever. The traffic behind him was not paying attention. We were merging. Yeah, it was crazy. But you know what? Those are moments at the time that, yeah, gloomy skies aren't even in existence, because you just think, the world is coming to an end. But later on, you can laugh about it. So today, your ray of hope is to let your inner earthquake roar. Laugh. Laugh at something. Laugh at anything that's funny. We were cleaning, trying to get things back on schedule. I got to get back to my story that I left you on in the trail of talking about the drive. We were cleaning up, and I was doing my domestic duties that I so love to do, because I don't like to call a thing a duty. I think everything is kind of an honor, privilege, and God gives me the capacity to be able to take care of my family, and cleaning is one way to do that. There are a lot of people who cannot clean, and they would give anything to be able to push a vacuum cleaner. And you know what? Hey, vacuuming helps build muscle, so why not? We got to stay functional. Otherwise, when we get older, we're not going to be so functional, right? So I'm doing my domestic duties, and my son comes home, my oldest, who is going off. He's a freshman now. He was so cute. I'll have to tell you those cute stories, because he goes, "Mom, college is about to start." Why? Because all the girls are out. I couldn't help but laugh. I mean, so cute. And he's so young, and he's just an adorable, yes, I know he's my son, but he is absolutely precious, has a wonderful heart. And oh my, I mean, talk about let your inner earthquake roar on that one. I was really quiet on the laugh, but I was giggling so hard. It was so adorable because he just said it so innocently. Well, he comes home from work, and of course we had to get our baby from the kennel because we didn't take our puppy dog with us. So Rhino, our bulldog, yes, he's adorable bulldog, as you have seen on some videos. He is excited to have us home, and he's just bouncing off the wall and everything. Well, Devin means play when he comes home. And so he jumps off, and they're starting to play, and he's got his bowl of food. Now, this dog is very spoiled because we even hand feed him at times. We cook him real food. We give him strawberries and cucumbers and chicken. And yes, this dog is nothing but muscle. He has hardly any fat on him, and he is amazing. But as they were playing for those few minutes, somehow his toy hit the dog food bowl and outshot every single piece of dog food straight across the floor. Now, we have hardwood floors where they were playing at the time. And it just made this, humongous mess all over the floor, all the way to the very front door, down the stairs to our family room area. It was everywhere. And I'm cleaning, and I'm like, really? And we couldn't all help but bust out laughing. Let your inner earthquake roar. That is the best medicine you can give yourself. Don't wait for something. Go out and find it. Tell a silly, crazy story to your children. Tell it to your husband. You know, go back on a memory. Maybe it's all the way back to your wedding days. I mean, we have some wedding stories that we could tell and things that happen. Anything that's going to give you that soulful laugh, that is your inner earthquake roar. And that's something that God gave you. That is your ray of hope for today. Think about this. Are you watching the weather more than living your life? If that's where you find that you're stuck, and that's where you find that you're like, gosh, what am I going to do today? How am I going to make all this work? I'm sitting here trying to do this business, and I've got to take care of the kids and the young one. Oh my gosh. And then the hubby wants me to do this, and I am exhausted, and my day has barely begun. Go out and let your inner earthquake roar. Be a lion of laughs. Just enjoy it, because you know what? It's a moment. I promise you that moment is going to pass. And then you'll be able to look back on it and say, really? Why did I even mess with that? Why did I even spend energy on that? It is refreshing when you let your inner earthquake roar. So go out and have a laugh on me, okay? Take a drink or two of good stuff, of course. We're talking like extra water, green tea, okay? Have a coffee or a latte, anything of your favorite. Enjoy it. Tell some great stories and let your inner earthquake roar. Laugh a lot with me, because you know what? I'm praying you have a laughable day, because you know what? You know what? You are just laughable and lovable. So go out, make it a great day. Be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.